Tonight, President Trump, the only president in American history to be impeached twice, charged with incitement of insurrection. The first comments from the president today, just in moments ago. 1 week to the day after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol, after the president urged them to march to the Capitol, to be strong, to fight like hell. Tonight, House lawmakers have impeached the president. 10 Republicans breaking with the president to vote with the Democrats. Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the president a clear and present danger. And the moment today, the top Republican leader in the House saying President Trump bears responsibility for the attack, though not supporting impeachment on this timetable. Other Republicans saying with so few days left in the administration, why impeach now? Saying it's time to heal. Democrats arguing you cannot heal if there's no accountability for the deadly riot that horrified the nation and the world. And what we're learning tonight about the Senate trial, could it begin potentially the same day President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated? Tonight, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell not saying how he would vote, his statement late today, and the president moments ago. John Carl and Mary Bruce standing by. The nationwide manhunt tonight, finding and arresting rioters, federal authorities seizing a suspect's truck, recovering multiple firearms and a cooler containing Molotov cocktails. Also in custody tonight, the suspect seen wearing a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt. Also an Olympic gold medal swimmer wearing his Olympic jacket during the riots and identified by former teammates now facing charges. Martha Raddatz with late reporting. The nation's capital and state capitals in all 50 states on high alert tonight. And this evening in Washington, with days until the inauguration, the new concern now. What ABC News has now learned about plans in the works. What chatter they have now uncovered. 20,000 National Guard members descending on the Capitol for the inauguration. National Guard troops now in the Capitol building. The fences, the barricades, and the four states where authorities are reportedly most concerned about the coming days. Pierre Thomas on that. And tonight, the coronavirus. The deadliest 24 hours yet in the U.S. More than 4,300 lives lost. This evening, we have news on a potential Johnson & Johnson vaccine, soon ready potentially, and researchers here in the U.S. discovering two new variants of the virus and what we know.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening on this night of history made in America. For the first time ever, a president has been impeached twice. 1 week to the day after that deadly assault on the Capitol, the House has impeached President Trump. The charge, incitement of insurrection. 10 Republicans joining the Democrats today. President Trump issuing a statement just moments ago saying no true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. Again tonight, trying to distance himself from the supporters he urged to march to the Capitol 1 week ago. Speaker Nancy Pelosi today calling the president a, quote, clear and present danger, saying the House has a sacred obligation to stand for the truth against the lies of what she said is a desperate president who feels his power slipping away. Those 10 Republicans breaking with the president, what one congressman said here in a moment, applause from Democrats in the room. And the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, saying today the president bears responsibility after the assault of the Capitol, but saying he did not support impeachment on this timeline. It all comes 1 week to the day, as I mentioned, after the riots. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, saying overnight that the president summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame, saying there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States. And tonight, with just 1 week until the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden outside the Capitol this evening, a massive show of force. We have new reporting here on threats as we near the inauguration. And we ask what happens next with the Senate trial. The statement from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tonight, could it begin on Inauguration Day? We have it all covered for you. And Mary Bruce leads us off.
1 week to the day after a violent mob of President Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, Congress tonight impeached the man who sent them there, charging the president with incitement of insurrection.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
Members of Congress recounting the harrowing hours of the siege.
They searched the halls of this building for the vice president, who they came to hang for treason. They overran the office of the speaker, who they came to assassinate. They sought above all else to seize control of our government in the name of Donald Trump.
Freshman Representative Cori Bush imploring her colleagues to take a stand against the racism that was on full display.
We have a mandate to legislate in defense of black lives. The first step in that process is to root out white supremacy, starting with impeaching the white supremacist in chief.
Democrats challenging their Republican colleagues to think beyond politics, urging them to do the right thing.
Reflect on your legacy. My friends, which way is history flowing right now? Will Donald Trump join the pantheon of Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan? Or will his 33% approval ratings and the condemnation of principled Republicans consign him to the heap of reviled demagogues with Joseph McCarthy and Andrew Johnson? Where he goes in history, you go in history.
Just over a year ago, no Republicans voted to impeach the president, but tonight, 10 did.
Last week, there was a domestic threat at the door of the Capitol, and he did nothing to stop it. That is why, with a heavy heart and clear resolve, I will vote yes on these articles of impeachment.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the third highest Republican in the House, gave her colleagues cover, unequivocally backing impeachment in advance, saying there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States. Few Republicans were willing to defend Trump's actions, instead going after the idea of impeaching on this timetable with so few days left in the Trump presidency, calling it a snap impeachment. Many who just last week voted to overturn the election now say it's time to heal.
After the traumatic events of last week, the majority should be taking steps to unite us. Instead, they are only dividing us further.
Democrats outraged.
A police officer was killed. And what I hear is time to heal. He's not even buried yet.
One notable standout, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, one of Trump's most loyal supporters, he argued it would be wrong to impeach a president whose time is almost up. But he also issued his harshest criticism yet for the president who has shown no remorse and taken no responsibility for inciting the insurrection.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility. Quell the brewing unrest.
Shortly after McCarthy's speech, the president released a statement which was read on the House floor.
I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, no vandalism of any kind. This is not what I stand for. This is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm down. Just put out that statement by the President of the United States.
But it was too little, too late. Donald Trump will now go down in history as the only American president to be impeached twice. The president speaking just moments ago, not mentioning impeachment.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country.
The president and that video just moments ago. Let's get right to Mary, who's back up on the Hill tonight. She was on the air with us all day today during this debate and then the vote, the impeachment of President Trump for a second time now. And Mary, we know President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in 1 week from today, and that sometime after that, perhaps even later that day, the Senate trial of Donald Trump will begin.
David, the soonest a trial could begin would be January 20th, Inauguration Day. Now, as for whether they will have the votes to convict, we know Republican leader Mitch McConnell thinks President Trump committed an impeachable offense. But today he told his members that he has yet to make a final decision on how he will vote. But David, that means that the Republican leader is open to possibly convicting President Trump. David.
All right, much more to come on this front. Mary Bruce leading us off tonight. Mary, thank you. And as you saw there in Mary's report, the president issuing that video late today, again trying to distance himself from his supporters who he rallied and told to stay strong, to fight like hell, telling them to march to the Capitol, that he would be right there with them. We know he stayed back and watched from the White House. And let's bring in our chief White House correspondent, Jonathan Carl, tonight. Because, John, the president releasing that video after he was impeached, his most forceful condemnation of the attack. He didn't mention the impeachment, but he mentioned those riots and the people who marched on the Capitol. Here's a little more of what he said.
whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice.
So again, the president not mentioning impeachment in this video. But John, what are you learning from your sources tonight? The president's state of mind, how he's reacting to being impeached a second time today.
Well, David, I'm told he is angry about the vote. That's not surprising. He's also clearly scared. He's clearly frightened about what comes next, about the stain of a conviction in the Senate if that were to happen, and what it would mean to him, what it would mean to him practically, stripping him of the perks of the post-presidency. But, David, that is why you saw that video. It is a clear, unequivocal condemnation of the attack and of the violence he had been pressured to give for a week. It comes a week after the attack, but also notable, oh so notable, David, that he says nothing in that video to take any responsibility himself for what happened.
And stick with us here, John, because I know you also have news on this issue of the president and his desire to issue himself a self-pardon. Those who do remain at the White House, the numbers are dwindling, have advised against it, saying it could be seen as an admission of guilt.
David, the lawyers at the White House have said this is a bad idea. They've also raised the question about whether or not it is even constitutionally permissible for the president to pardon himself. It's never been done. They have warned him that this could leave him more vulnerable to civil suits. And, David, I am also told to expect that if he actually goes forward with it, that's a big if, but if he decides to pardon himself, you can expect to see resignations at the White House. In the White House counsel's office, likely including White House counsel Pat Cipollone.
All right, John Carl with us all day long here as well. John, thank you. Meantime, tonight, the nationwide manhunt, finding and arresting rioters, recovering multiple firearms and a cooler containing Molotov cocktails. And among those arrested, we've learned tonight of a former Navy SEAL and of an Olympic gold medal swimmer. ABC's Martha Raddatz tonight with late reporting here.
Tonight, across the nation, scores of arrests have been made in connection to the Capitol insurrection. Federal prosecutors submitting chilling new evidence. In the case against Lonnie Kaufman, now in custody, authorities seizing from Kaufman's truck multiple firearms, a crossbow, and a cooler containing particularly lethal homemade Molotov cocktails. Investigators saying Kaufman had a handwritten note of potential targets. Kaufman pleading not guilty to numerous weapons charges. And tonight, Robert Keith Packer arrested in Newport News, Virginia. Law enforcement saying he was the rioter wearing a hoodie with the words Camp Auschwitz on it. Retired Reserve Navy SEAL Adam Newbold of Ohio has been interviewed by the FBI after saying online he wanted lawmakers to be left shaking in their shoes. ABC News obtaining a copy of this now deleted Facebook video.
There was destruction breaching the Capitol, our building, our house.
Newbold now says he regrets being in the crowd. And two off-duty police officers from Virginia have been charged after posting this selfie with an obscene gesture inside the Capitol. There are additional names, many shocking. U.S. Olympic gold medalist Cleet Keller charged today. Keller, who won swimming medals in three summer games, including Athens in 2004.
Keller of the United States!
New York Times reporting former swimmers and coaches coming forward after spotting Keller in a video posted on Twitter from Town Hall. Keller resigned from his commercial real estate job Tuesday. And USA Swimming telling ABC News, we in no way condone the actions taken by those at the Capitol last week. And some even turning in their own family members. 18-year-old Helena Duke recognizing her mom, aunt, and uncle among the mob. Helena called her mom out on Twitter with these side-by-side photos.
If I did nothing, I felt that I was as bad as them. And the military very disturbed about the involvement of several veterans in the insurrection. The Army tonight giving a very stern and sober warning, saying the nation expects all members of the U.S. Army to follow the law in or out of uniform and remain examples of professionalism, character, and integrity. And David, extraordinary that they had to be reminded.
No question about that. All right, Martha Raddatz live from our nation's capital tonight. Martha, thank you. We are learning this evening of new concerns with the inauguration approaching. The nation's capital and state capitals in all 50 states on high alert. The intelligence, the chatter that's now been picked up about potential plots in the works. And tonight, that growing show of force around the Capitol, thousands of National Guard troops for the inauguration. Already on duty, many are now armed. Here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, with what he's learned tonight.
Tonight, exactly 1 week since the insurrection and 1 week until inauguration, the threat intensity rising. ABC News has learned that authorities are monitoring up to 10 organized events by demonstrators coming back to Washington. The some are calling a week of siege, warning that one group is promising the largest armed protest on American soil. Another event is planned to, quote, capture and detain Democratic politicians and set up a new government to try and convict congressional Democrats. Their goal, quote, eliminating the Democrat ideology from America forever. ABC News also obtaining an FBI bulletin with specific details about emboldened violent Trump supporters who ransacked the Capitol last week and now plan to return. The Secret Service's massive security operation ramping up earlier than planned. From the Supreme Court to Pennsylvania Avenue, the nation's capital, now Fortress Washington.
Officials are concerned about everything from aerial attacks to guns on the ground. 20,000 National Guardsmen will be here by Inauguration Day.
In the basement of the Capitol building, armed National Guardsmen seen resting between shifts. Something not seen since the Civil War, according to historians. Security ramping up at all 50 state capitals, too. The FBI and Homeland Security reportedly most concerned about violence in Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, election battleground states where there's a considerable presence of armed militias.
A lot of concern tonight, and Pierre, President-elect Joe Biden has been briefed on these threats.
He was briefed today by the FBI and Secret Service. According to his transition team, he was told about the potential for additional violence in the coming days. The team says Biden is taking the threats incredibly seriously. But, David, tonight it's unclear whether there will be any changes to inauguration security.
All right. Pierre Thomas tonight, thank you. And we turn now to the pandemic. The deadliest 24 hours yet here in the U.S., 4,327 lives reported lost in just the last 24 hours. That's about one life lost every 20 seconds. And tonight, news of two more variants of the virus discovered right here in the U.S., in Ohio. Here's Stephanie Ramos.
Tonight, Johnson & Johnson says its one-shot vaccine is showing promising results in an early phase study. The company could apply for emergency authorization by the end of the month. In Ohio, scientists discovering two new variants that developed right here in the U.S. And officials say one strain spreading in the city of Columbus could be more contagious, but need more data.
We're not ready to overreact. We want to make sure that we study these in the lab, that we get really good data.
Tonight, California now allowing anyone 65 and older to get the shot. This mass vaccination center opening today at Disneyland.
When I heard 65, I was really pretty happy.
And in Massachusetts, this field hospital reopening for the second surge, filling up with patients.
There's an entire hospital operation set up on this convention center floor. Patient rooms set up throughout to treat more than 200 COVID patients.
Matthew Gadbois, a first responder, well enough to go home today.
What were your thoughts about the virus before?
Originally, I was skeptical. I didn't like wearing a mask, and of course, that's how I got it. Once you get to a certain point and it's hard to breathe, it's real scary.
And David, going back to those two new variants discovered in Ohio, scientists say they are not exactly sure if one is more transmissible than the other. It's just too early to call. David.
All right, we'll be tracking that in the weeks to come. Stephanie, thank you. And when we come back here tonight, New York City this evening, cutting ties with the Trump family business, what the city has now done, and one of the president's son responding tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, New York City has now canceled all of its contracts with the Trump Organization, including two skating rinks, the Central Park Carousel, a golf course in the Bronx. The contract's worth about $17 million a year. Eric Trump tonight saying they plan to fight this vigorously. We're tracking that major system tonight. Landslides forcing evacuations in Oregon. 12 states now, from Washington to Wisconsin, under alerts. We leave you with that image. National Guard troops inside the Capitol through the inauguration.